Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's always trouble in the world. So one of the things you got to do if you want to survive and be happy and have a happy family is find things to do that take your mind off of the negative things that are happening that you cannot control. And Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, who has agreed to fill in for me for a few of the days that I will be away over the holidays. I'm thankful for that, Jason. Jason's back with us to kind of walk us through stuff that's happening around town for the long weekend. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Happy to be back over there in the studio with everybody and your listeners. I'm looking forward to filling in. And you're right, this is a good time to hold those family members close. And they also say, you know, that service, community service, finding a project to help others is a good way to stay connected and involved when you feel like you, you know, can't do anything. So
I know, I saw
people for that too.
I saw the Governor Youngkin is going to do what, assembling Thanksgiving lunch. Is that today or tomorrow that he and his family are doing that?
That's a nice thing
to hear that the governor is doing. I mean, I don't think it's an obligation, but that's a nice gesture to make, and I think it sets a good example for people. So I want to acknowledge that the governor is doing that type of work. I think it's important. Some people write it off as showmanship, but I don't think so. You know, it's...
Yeah, and if you're looking for ideas, if you don't have something at your church or your community center, there's a website called hands-onrva.org that often posts a lot of opportunities to volunteer, and also volunteermatch.org is a good site. So if you have some time on your hands this weekend, try something like that.
Very nice. All right, for folks who are going to have the traditional Thanksgiving with the family and then they're going to be about done and need to get out of the house,
yeah,
what do you recommend?
Right. Well, you know, sometimes guests stay a little longer than you like, and you're kind of, instead of sitting around, maybe you throw an idea out, you know, take your bags with you, and you can head home after this great, you know, Garden Fest of Lights event that's going to be happening, that opened this week over at Dominion, it's the Dominion Energy Garden Fest of Lights at Lewis Ginter. That's a classic, and this is really the kind of the signal that the holiday stuff has started. Mm-hmm. Millions of lights at the garden. Lots of things for the kids to do, just nothing to plan. You just show up, walk around, and enjoy what it looks like. Bundle up. It's all outside, of course. That's a great event to go to.
Yeah, I took my mom last year, the year before. It was a good break to get outside. And, you know, on a day when it's not bitterly cold, you feel like you're walking through the winter wonderland. it's a nice thing to do.
It's stunning. It is just a note. It is closed on Thanksgiving Day, but it'll be open the day after, and then it runs through, through December. So plenty of time to see it, but it starts this week. There are also some shows going on if you want to get inside and just see some art, see some fun musicals, comedies. Over at Broadway in Richmond, there's something called, I didn't even know Pretty Woman had been turned into a musical.
Well, you weren't listening. We talked to the cast member earlier, and Alonzo and I went to opening night last night. So
and good reviews?
It was fun. It's not Shakespeare, and but, you know, it was fun.
Do sing the song Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison.
At the end, yes. Everybody stands up and sings along with that. I think it's a little, like I was thinking if I had kids, it is an opportunity, not to go heavy on you, but the prostitution theme is I just am uncomfortable with that.
It's more of a PG-13, maybe.
Maybe. It's not bad, but you know, if I were a parent, I would think I would have to bring up the topic. Like most people who wind up in prostitution, it doesn't end nicely. And this kind of sugarcoats it, makes it seem like everything's going to be okay. You know, I mean, I don't want to be too heavy. It's a Broadway musical, so come on, it's no big deal. But at the same time,
Disney,
if I were a parent and I had a 13-year-old daughter or son who was with me, I think I would find a way to bring up that subject at some point. But I don't want to go too heavy. It was
right. It might be a heavy theme. Well, on some local theater productions in different themes, we have Swift Creek is putting on a comedy called Miracle on South Division Street. They always do a great job. And at Richmond Triangle Players, they have a this funny show opening where they reimagine what happened to the kids from your favorite Christmas specials and movies grown up. They all end up meeting at a bar one night. And, it's a little bit of a parody.
Funny.
Yeah, so that's something different to check
out. I used
to
go over there a lot. All right, but are they... And did you check to see if they've gotten rid of their stupid mask requirement?
Hold on, I have not. I did notice that the... I'm not sure what their COVID policy is. It's always good to check ahead. I'd noticed the Broadway in Richmond had dropped its policy.
Right.
And I'm not sure about Swift Creek either.
All right. I'm looking real quick. They were... You know, I don't have anything. Again, some of my friends run the Richmond Triangle Players, and I think they do some interesting stuff, but... I'm just not doing anything where you have to wear masks, and I don't see that. Well, you keep talking, and I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, it says I did find it on Richmond Triangle Players. They say that the people who work there will be wearing masks, but they're not required for audience members.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's completely acceptable. I couldn't work there if they were requiring it, but as long as a guest, I don't have to pay money and then be forced to wear one, then we've turned a corner with those guys. All right, good.
There you go. So Let It Snow is also a concert that's going to be happening this weekend. It's from Richmond Symphony Pops. That will be at the Dominion Energy Center. Now, they have a picture of the choir, but I can't tell from the description whether a choir will be singing. I assume yes, but they say there will be this is a traditional holiday favorites, carols, and classics.
That's fun.
So, yeah, that'll be good. That's on Saturday and Sunday, and you know, typically this is a little bit of a slow weekend, and it is that time when you might want to start shopping around for some gifts. And one of the nice things about living in Richmond is all of the locally made crafts and arts that are around, and they're all going to be in one place, Made in RVA Holiday Shop. That opens November 25th at Artworks from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that might be something you want to try. Just get some unique gifts and stocking stuffers. And if you are interested in something a little bit up, if you're a King's Dominion person, you probably know this already, but the Winterfest will start the day after Thanksgiving. That's a new way to see King's Dominion. If you haven't been to one of these, and Busch Gardens does this as well, the lights are out there. They have an ice skating rink. They turn the Eiffel Tower into a big Christmas tree. Lots of holiday-themed shows and entertainment. So that's a fun way to get out and do something different, too.
Well, great to get out and celebrate, and the weather I think is going to cooperate with us, you know, not be bitterly cold coming up. If we can just avoid the rain this weekend, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, lots of good stuff, and I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Me too. And next time we talk, I've got to ask you about this 40th anniversary edition of Style Weekly, which it's a hard copy. It's a real printed copy.
Oh, yeah.
Not just online.
Now, you know, I'm not there anymore, but they did ask me to write an article in there, and they did a real hard copy print issue. You could probably still find it around town this week. It probably won't be around too much longer, but it is out now, and we can certainly talk about it. It's put out by VPM, and if you check out the Style Weekly Instagram, they have a list of places where you can find
I got to see this.
Yeah,
I always like Style. When you were editor, I mean, I like you know, it's avant-garde in some ways. I'm not a big fan of the cover of this one, though. It's happy-looking, but then it's the Lee Monument without Lee kind of rising up into the sky with all these colorful balloons. We'll have to talk about that at some point. I wonder what the symbolism is of that. But
Well, you know, it's all about change in Richmond over the 40 years that style has been around.
And
how has Richmond changed over that time? And it's a lot of people who read style will find it to be a delightful issue. Lots of they even brought it back some of the Your Very Richmond If, which was one of my favorite issues.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just interesting to reflect on the way things were. A lot of people know some of the ones, some of the people who have written in there, and also some just community figures and leaders are reflecting on how they see Richmond.
I'm going to make a point of finding it, and then we can talk about it when you come back.
Yeah,
Jason Rube, always a pretty happy Thanksgiving to you. I look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon. Thank you.
You too. Thanks,
okay.
John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!